Welcome to WDOT Port Washington. This is Luca with the World News. The other day in Taiwan, they showcased new domestically produced military drones, claiming that this new technology is key to asymmetric warfare. In response, China has increased military activity around Taiwan, threatening their sovereignty. The latest models of these drones include the Cardinal 3 and the Albatross 2. The Italian government demands Milan to stop registering the children of same-sex couples. Italy legalized same-sex civil unions in 2016, ignoring objections coming from Catholic and conservative groups. The Milan prefecture ruled that these children could only be registered with explicit approval of the court. Ukraine has accused two Russian snipers of assaulting a 4-year-old girl and gang-raping her mother at gunpoint, along with many other allegations across the 1-year span of the invasion. Russia's defense ministry did not respond to these allegations. The Russians used sexual assault as a scare tactic to terrorize Ukrainian citizens. On to Jack with U.S. News.
Thank you, Luca, my boy. Breaking news. The Biden administration is allowing the 25,000 Ukrainian immigrants who came over the Mexican border, who have fled from the Russia-Ukraine war of 2022, to renew their stay in the United States for another year. This seems like the right move from the president, as the war is still dragging on and it doesn't seem to have an end. On the other hand, President Joe Biden's American Rescue Plan, or ARP, has delivered over 10 million payments to over 30,000 state and local governments. A collective of $63 billion has been budgeted towards water and sewer, high-speed internet, housing, and public health for families and small businesses in need. Overall, a massive week for the Biden administration. And now it's off to Mac with local news.
Thank you, Jack. In East Meadow, 10 people, including 4 children, were rushed to the hospital for carbon monoxide poisoning. Fortunately, no one died because of the detectors in their home. Doctors say the detectors are the reason this family did not have a fatal accident. A Hempstead man has been arrested for the shooting of 2 people. The shooter's name was Gerson Hernandez, who killed a 21-year-old man and was also charged for murder when it was a gang assault that happened in a McDonald's. Nassau County lost $95 million after the bank failure. Firefighter got injured after a massive warehouse fire. This fire was in Rochester, and the fire led to the warehouse collapsing in on itself. This wasn't the first time this warehouse caught fire, one firefighter said, but it was the first time a firefighter got injured involving the warehouse. This is your local news, and now I'm passing the mic off to Ryan Cho.
Thanks, Mac. Last Friday, March 10th, Silicon Valley Bank suffered the second biggest bank failure in U.S. history. Customers withdrew over $10 billion in cash out of the bank and forced regulators to take over the bank to ensure the stability of the U.S. financial system. Last Wednesday, SVB announced publicly that they had just lost $1.8 billion to after-tax fees and that they needed an injection of funds as soon as possible. The market panicked, and the bank lost $160 billion in value in one day. One SVB employee said, quote, "That was absolutely idiotic. They were being very transparent. It's the exact opposite of what you normally see in a scandal." Moving to your local supermarkets, after a year of egg prices rising 55.4% over the course of 12 months, general food inflation rose a whopping 9.5% as well. However, over the month of February, lettuce got 4.7% cheaper, butter and oranges both got about 2% cheaper, and bacon became 1.5% cheaper. As well as many meats, poultry, eggs, and fish all went down by 0.1%. Thank you, and on to Noah with sports.
Thank you. 2023 March Madness is just around the corner. The first round starts this Thursday. Personally, I'm rooting for Maryland, but I think Kansas is winning it all this year. The top 4 favorites this year are Houston, Alabama, Kansas, and Purdue. But in March Madness, there could always be a huge upset. Last year, we saw St. Peter's, a 15 seed, advance to the Elite 8. Do we see another improbable run again? Maybe. In other news, NFL free agency is really starting to heat up. The Giants said they were going to spend a lot with their amount of cap space, and yesterday, they made a splash. The Giants signed inside linebacker Bobby Okereke to a 4-year, $40 million contract. The Giants desperately needed to address the linebacker position, and this definitely helps. The Giants also signed defensive tackle Raheem Nunez-Rochez to a 3-year, $12 million contract. This move helps add depth to the Giants' defensive line, especially helping them to stop the run. For the Jets, an Aaron Rodgers trade is seeming more and more likely, but no official announcement has been made yet. They're also looking to bring in Packers wide receiver Alan Lazard, which says even more about how they want Rodgers. Thank you, and off to Daniel with weather.
Thanks, Noah. Today is cold and snowy, and I'm saying that because many weather measurement sources show a late winter snowstorm coming to the east. That precipitation, combined with strong winds, could flood coastal communities, the National Weather Service said. There was a ground stop that was temporarily issued for some flights departing LaGuardia Airport in New York. If you don't have to drive, can you please do us all a favor and not go out on the roads, the Pittsfield Police Department said on Facebook. We have wires down everywhere, we have trees down everywhere, and it's not going to get any better. With these signs and warnings, it is heavily advised to stay home unless instructed otherwise. 2 feet of snow have been recorded in Franklin County in northwest Massachusetts, and 11 inches of snow had been reported in southern New Hampshire, according to the National Weather Service. New York City, though, is less prone to dangerous amounts of snow. Today they are only expecting up to half an inch of snow. It will be difficult to get much more than a coating on the grassy surface of NYC Metro and the coast, forecasters at the National Weather Service in New York said this morning. Now to Hudson with science and technology.
Thank you, Daniel. TikTok just announced that they're creating a new feed in the app called Science and Math. They did a limited beta test, which was apparently successful. So on the feed, they'll be launching sooner than later. To quote TikTok's CEO, a recent investigation via balloon, we realized that they have brainwashed these kids a little bit too much, so we are introducing STEM to reverse some of the effects we might have caused on Americans. Just kidding, he didn't say that. Speaking of outer space, NASA's Crew 5 just landed on Earth yesterday. They were in space for almost 5 whole months, that's a lot of months, and just touched down in the ocean near Florida. This was a joint mission between NASA and SpaceX. Once it hit the water, SpaceX founder Elon Musk immediately rushed over to the capsule and refused to let any of the astronauts out until they paid for Twitter Blue, since their subscriptions expired while they were in space. Nah, I'm just messing with you, that didn't happen either. While we were on the topic of quesadillas, Chipotle announced their new quesadilla with fajita veggies, which crashed their whole website, so I guess that counts as tech. Now, to Miles with entertainment.
Thanks, Hudson. On Sunday, March 12th, the 95th annual Oscars has come and gone, with some major winners of Best Picture, Everything Everywhere All at Once, winning in 7 categories such as Best Actor, Michelle Yeoh, Best Supporting Actress, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Best Supporting Actor, Ke Huy Quan, and Best Original Screenplay. While accepting his award, Ke Huy Quan delivered an emotional speech, thanking his family and showing admiration for the Asian American community. He urged for more support for diverse filmmakers and actors. Thankfully, nobody was slapped this time around. Avril Lavigne had quite the surprise on stage Monday. At the Juno Awards in Edmonton, Canada, Canadian musician A.P. Dillon was being introduced by Avril Lavigne when a topless woman wearing pink pants and a bandana suddenly came on stage. This individual had the words "Save the Greenbelt" written on her back, which was the form of protest against an Ontario government residential development plan. She was escorted away by security after Lavigne twice told her to get the F off the stage.
This has been WDOT Port Washington. Goodbye.